Let's go to God in prayer. Sovereign God, Almighty Father, thank you so much, God, for tonight. Thank you so much for this opportunity to come before you, to call upon your name and to give you praise. Father God, without you, Lord, we couldn't have been here. Without your son dying on the cross, we couldn't have had this opportunity to come to you in prayer. And Father God, as we come before you tonight, I just want to give you thanks for the opportunity to meet together as sisters, to hear your word, and to apply it to our lives. And I thank you so much, Lord, for your blessings upon each and every one of us. Forgive me, God, of any sin that I've committed, knowingly, unknowingly, that it will not hinder this prayer tonight. Father, I thank you so much for our speaker, wherever she is. I thank you so much for every single sister who will be participating in this program tonight. I pray, dear Lord, that you help them to give their best. I pray for those who are unable to be on the call tonight. I pray that wherever they are, that you protect them and keep them safe. I pray also, Lord, for those who are sick and those who are having a hard time, not only financially, spiritually, or physically, but I pray, dear Lord, that whatever, Ali, they are having a challenge, that you, Lord, will heal their bodies from sickness, that you, Lord, will heal their mind from mental illness, or those who are struggling, grieving the loss of a loved one, or having financial challenges because of the COVID virus and work situation. Father, I just pray for each and every woman on the call tonight. I pray for their families. I pray, dear Lord, that you help them, God, to be strong, and that after hearing your words tonight, that we leave here feeling even more strengthened and more ready to do your will. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to bless us. Be with our 24-hour prayer time that is coming up. I pray, dear Lord, that you help us to pray to a pass out, as Sister Cheryl could say. I pray, dear Lord, that you just help us to be able to see a lot of people come calling in for prayers and for studying your words and for just counseling, whatever their situations are, Lord. I pray that they'll capitalize on this opportunity and that we'll be able to reach out to a lot of people. I pray that each and every sister will take the time out to advertise so that we can be able to reach out to those people out there, because without we advertising, Lord, we will not be able to reach out to them. Father, I pray that you continue to bless this program, and everything that we do tonight will be to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful, powerful prayer. Excuse me. Okay, next. We're going to have our scripture reading by our dear sister, Stephanie Hill.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sharaka, for hosting, and thank you for that beautiful prayer. There are two scripture readings for tonight. The first one is 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. I'll be reading from the American Standard. It reads, "All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness." The next scripture, excuse me, is Psalms 85, verse 8. "I will hear what God the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones." May God add a blessing to the readers, doers of his word. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie Hill, for reading our scripture, our hearing on tonight. All right. Next, we're heating up. We're going to have a song by our dear sister, Sister Cheryl D. Anderson.
Thank you, Sister Sharaka.
You're welcome.
I want to say before I sing this song, it's not going to be a song with a lively beat. And When Will We Learn? It's a song that is talking about the consequences if we don't learn. I felt like I'd like to render this one to you, just something to think about. sinner man. Where you gonna run to? Sinner man, where you gonna run to? And what you gonna do when Jesus comes? When Jesus comes, sinner man, where you gonna run to? Sinner man, where you gonna run to? And what you gonna do when Jesus comes? I'll run on to the rock, but there's no hiding place. Oh no, I'll run on to the rock. There's no hiding place. Oh no. And what you gonna do when Jesus comes? Sinner man, where you gonna run to? Sinner man, where you gonna run to? And what you gonna do when Jesus comes? When Jesus comes, and what you gonna do when Jesus comes? When Jesus comes. Thank you.
Amen. What you gonna do when Jesus comes? You better sing. Thank you, Sister Cheryl D, for that beautiful song selection. All right, now we're getting down to It May Be You. Drum roll, please. Well, I tell you this, this sister is definitely a lady prayer warrior. This sister has definitely spoken before on a Friday night Bible series. This sister is very eager to speak for us on tonight. This sister is a member of the Frontage Road Church of Christ in Vicksburg, Mississippi. She was baptized December 13, 2015. She has been a member of Lady Prayer Warriors since 2017, and she's done several Bible lessons and participated in 100 Days of Prayer and the 24-Hour Prayer Thon, the one that's coming up. She will be participating. She has three adult children, Carlos McIntyre, that should be a dead giveaway, Kenesha Wilson, Kenneth Wilson Jr., and she has two grandsons of whom is her heart. She loves the Lord and loves helping and uplifting other sisters in Christ. And this is our duty of the Lord. So she loves doing that. She loves being called a child of the King. And all she tries to do is for the Lord. She loves working for the Lord. She is an active and engaged member of the Lady Prayer Warrior Prison Stick and Shut In Ministry. If you receive a card, she pretty much is on it, and she sends those cards out so diligently to all of us who are in desperate need of receiving that support and encouragement. So, sisters, the person it is on tonight is our very own Sister Lisa McIntyre.
Good evening. Thank you, Sister Shiraka, for being our gracious host, and I want to thank the admins for picking me to speak tonight. And if we have any first-time callers, I want to welcome you to our call. You are our guest. I want to thank Sister Elizabeth Francis for the opening prayer, Sister Stephanie Hill for the scriptures, and Sister Cheryl for a wonderful song, and Sister Shiraka for introducing me. So, sisters, as Shiraka said, our theme is, when will we listen? Well, I had to look up the word listen to figure out which way I was going with this lesson. Listen, to hear, to act on a request, to pay attention, to obey God's command. In Hebrews, the word is Shema. My scriptures, I have three, Psalms 85:8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. And then 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Jeremiah 15:16 said, thy words were found, I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. So sisters, let's have a listening party. We see it all the time on television when an artist has a new song or album, they throw a listening party. So welcome to Ladies Prayer Warriors Listening Party. Hearing is simply the act of perceiving sound by ear. If you are not hearing impaired, hearing simply happens. Well, listening, however, is something you consciously choose to do. Listening requires concentration so that your brain processes the meaning of words and sentences. Listening leads to learning. Throughout all our lives, starting with our parents, they told us to listen. When we started school, the teachers told us to listen. Now, they were just not speaking to be speaking. They were trying to help us learn and teach us things we would need to live. So is the word of God. He speaks to us through his divine word. So my subtopic is listen to live an abundant life. Jesus said many times throughout the gospel in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, he who has ears, let him hear. This is just not some generic statement for, hey, everybody listen up. He's calling people to take careful heed. And in Matthew 11:15, and Mark 4:9, and Luke 14:35. I recall that work in a training class, the speaker told us his name. He said, in 5 minutes, some of you won't even remember my name. And in 10 minutes, most of you won't remember what I said just 2 minutes ago. And by the time I'm finished, 80% of you won't recall the topic of what this training is. Why is that? Why are we so consumed with things like, what am I going to do when I get out of this training? And will I be able to finish my workload if he takes too long? Our mind wonders. I've heard there are meditation classes to help us. But do they work? I don't know. But I know what does. I can sit still and pray to God, asking him to clear my mind. Let me focus on what's being said, Lord. Lead me. Help me move out of my own way. And let me do what pleases you. Did you hear that? Do you remember them saying that? That is usually our conversation when we get older. And even with young mothers with so much to do. My son likes to take a stroll down memory lane with me a little bit too much. Because most of the time what he recalls, I have no clue what he's talking about. But funny thing is, I thought it was just Kenneth. But when I got a chance to visit my daughter and my oldest son in July, he was talking about things I had no clue what happened, when it happened. And I was wondering, why didn't I know about it? And why didn't I remember it? Well, at 56, sometimes I can hardly remember what day it is, what I wore to work the day before. It used to bother me. But when I talk to my other sisters who are about my age and have a lot going on, they're going through it too. You might be wondering, why is she saying that? Why is she telling us this? Well, someone right here tonight might need to hear this. And it might make them feel a little bit better knowing they are not alone. I know it sure did for me. We hear, but do we remember? Are we listening? And will we apply it to our daily lives? Each Sunday during worship, I take notes. And sometimes I be a little bit too busy writing the scripture and the examples that he gave. I might miss one. There's no need in me asking someone else, because when I look around, hardly anyone else is taking notes. I'm wondering why, but maybe I said, well, they go home and listen to it again. So I did it one time, but the playback was so fast I couldn't understand any of it. How can we listen? Well, here are some of my thoughts. Prepare yourself to focus on what's being said. Meditate on it for a minute, and if possible, then jot down how you can use it to better your walk with Christ. The abundant life. If we listen and we apply it, we will and can have the abundant life. A life of pure joy and knowing and remembering that God is with us. I love to watch The Blacklist. And the reason is, one of the main characters, his name is Red. If there's a problem, Red gets things done. He's always on top of it, and he's got the right connection. Well, sisters, we have the right connections too. He's called Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Creator of all things, Almighty, Wonderful, the Savior of the world. And he's right there by our side. He's only a call away. And unlike us, he's never too tired, never too busy. And one of the most amazing things about him, he don't get our requests mixed up. He don't forget what we ask for, what day it is, because he never sleeps nor slumbers. We got the right connections. We just need to remember that we do. I remember my mom used to say, when you hit that brick wall, or she'll say, when your back is up against the wall with nowhere to turn, you're going to wish you'd listen to what I'm saying. Growing up, when I got in my teens, oh, I thought I knew more than my parents. All their rules to me were not in sync with what was happening with my friends. My friends were always at a house party, and that was out of the question. Now, she would let me go to a school function, but she seemed to know when it was over. She'd give me a few minutes, and if I didn't come through that door, she was coming to get me. She did it once, and that was one too many for me. But later in life, when I had my children, I realized she was only protecting me, just as God is protecting us. Here, Romans 10 and 17, believe, Acts 8:37. Repent, Acts 2:38. Confess, Romans 10:10. Be baptized, Acts 22:16. Matthew 28:19-20. I'm so glad that God gave me the heart to obey the gospel, as in Acts 16:14. A certain woman named Lydia, the color of purple, the seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart God opened, that she attended unto the things which was spoken of Paul. When will we listen? Deuteronomy 30:19. I have called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. When will we listen? John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. He tells us what to do. Love one another, even your enemies. Treat all good. Keep him first. Study his word. Now, we can't do it alone. We need him every second, every minute, every hour, and every day. To live a life in Christ, obedience is key. To trust him, have faith in him. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And remember, he's all in all, sisters. Our hope for tomorrow. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Aren't you glad he's not like us, looking at our phone saying, not right now. I'm too busy. What do you want now? I'll call you back when I finish watching my shows. When will we listen? How can we do this? By having an open conversation with our Lord and Savior in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So when trouble and trials come our way, take it to the Lord in prayer. When will we listen? He's our friend. John 15:13. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A song. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. When will we listen? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. One day, actually today too, I was sitting at work. I was in a lot of pain. Now, I can take pain if it's in one place, but it was in three different places, so I was getting kind of irritated, kind of grouchy. I thought about this scripture, be grateful in all things, even in pain. Let's learn not to complain about what we're going through, because, sisters, there's someone out there that would love to trade places with you. Just think, there is someone lying in their bed right now waiting for someone to change them, to feed them, and they wish they could just get up and go. When will we listen? Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. He's Lord of lords, and he can move mountains. There is nothing he can't do. But the problem is, we get a little bit too impatient. We try to move and do things without God, and we make a big old mess. Then we want to cry out to God to help me, when we should have asked for guidance and waited for his answer. We see how Sarah, after 25 years of waiting, made a mess, because she wanted what she wanted, got tired of waiting on God's promise to give her a child, and told her husband to go lay with the maiden. But when that child came, and then she had her promised child, she couldn't handle it. That's in Genesis chapter 16. I was running errands at work, And I usually don't turn on the radio because it's a shared vehicle with several of our employees. But this day I did, and I heard a beautiful song with some beautiful words. The name of it is Feel by Brian Courtney Wilson. I couldn't wait to get back to work to find it on YouTube so I could listen to the whole song. And it goes a little, just the words, I'm going to say the words. Feel. Admittedly, I can be anxious at times as I consider the challenges I have to face. Like when I work to get ahead and still fall behind, I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race, striving to do things right. And when things go wrong, tempted to hide, but this time I will be still. Thankfully, it's hard for me to keep feeling this way when I consider who's on my side, walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days and the long, dark night. Oh, 24/7, he never sleeps, and when I remember, it brings me peace. This time I will be still. This time I will be still. The mountain has to move. The mountains must obey the words that I speak and bow down to my faith, because I've got work to do, and I'm going to see it through. God has showed me the way. I'm choosing it today. The mountain has to move. The mountain has to obey the words that I speak. This time, I will be still. When will we listen? Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be moved and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. So, sisters and everything, before we make a move, consult God. Ask him to guide you and direct you. I've moved several times without even asking God, is this where you want me? Is this what I should do? I've also learned never make a decision when you're upset. Clear your head. Sit and ask God. Sit still and ask God for guidance. Thankfully, I've learned to ask God and wait. I've also asked God to forgive me and help me to forgive myself. Too many times we don't ask God for that, and it haunts us when we should let it go, because God has already forgiven us, but we don't forgive ourselves. When will we listen? Do not be rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou art upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. James 1:9, this you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. I know working with difficult people is not easy, but like I told my grandson, and I hope he took it to heart, I told him, remember, you're a Christian. Set the example for your friends. Ask God to help you to make better choices and let your light shine. Remember who you are and who you are called to be. When will we listen? Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. When will we listen? 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the promises, the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When will we listen? 1 Peter 1:15-16 says, but just as he who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. When will we listen? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. When will we listen? Ephesians 4:22-24. You are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on your new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. When will we listen? Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching one thing that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. I was at a ladies' day, and the presenter of the program asked us to get up and meet someone that you don't know. It started a great friendship. I say that to say this, Lady Prayer Warrior, we are here, ladies, and we would love to have a friendship with you. Find a sister or two. Get their number. Reach out to them. I know I have several that I can call and I can talk to, and I can say, pray for me, or let's pray. Now, we do this with the 100 days of prayer, and those prayer legs, they will be there with you through those days and beyond, and I thank God for that. If we listen and obey, we can have an abundant life. This World Is Not Our Home is one of my favorite songs, and when I first heard it, I was like, wow. I recall the scriptures, Matthew 6:19-21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, or where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We all know the song, This World Is Not My Home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what should I do? I heard another song with some amazing words, and I'm almost to the end, sister. And this one is called God Kept Me by the Wardlow Brothers, and this is a short song. And the words go like this. I've been burdened, I've been tried. I've been hurting with pain inside. I've had trouble on every hand, so many days I could barely stand. My hands got tired of holding on, felt like I just couldn't go on. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. There's been times when I could not see, and I had to cry myself to sleep. I've had people to walk away. I've been put down for my mistakes. And there's been times when I felt so alone, I had to walk some lonely roads. But every time I almost let go, God kept me. And there's been times every now and then I wanted to just throw the towel in. Didn't want to cry, didn't want to pray, throw my hands up in the air and just walk away. God has never let me go, and his grace and mercy has always held me close. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Sisters, in Ephesians chapter 1, let's look at his promises. If we listen and remember we have these, we can enjoy an abundant life. Remember, he chose us. We are his adopted children. He made us. We have redemption through his precious blood. We have forgiveness for our sins. He made his will known to us. And if we hold on, we'll have that inheritance sealed by his Holy Spirit. So in closing, my sisters, if you don't remember anything that I said tonight, remember this. God is near. And when problems and storms come our way in the form of jobs or no jobs, hard to get along, co-workers, spouse, or children, let's just say this. God, I can't wait to see how you're going to work this out for my good. I hope you've enjoyed our listening party. And remember, sisters, this world is not our home. It's just our stopping place to get us ready for our life with Jesus. Let's be still, listen, and obey, and we will have the abundant life that he has prepared for us, eternity with him. And I forgot to mention the closing prayer will be done by Sister Brenda Mason. So thank you, my sisters, and I hope that you have enjoyed our listening party.
Amen, amen. What a great, great listening party. When will we listen? Powerful. All right, sisters, now we're going to have our closing prayer by our dear Sister Brenda Mason.
Let us pray. Father, I come thanking you for allowing us to be on this Friday night Bible series one more time. Thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. Lord, as I reach the throne of your grace, forgive me of my sins so that this prayer won't be hindered. Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Father God, ask that you order our steps, that you would lead us on the right path. Father, as we go through trials and tribulations, keep us steadfast and to be able to stand firm on your word. Father, we know that our flesh is weak, but if we abide in you, all things are possible. Lord, thank the sisters that's on the call tonight. Bless those that could not be on the call tonight, that they may come call in on another time. Praying for our admins as a whole, bless our lady prayer warrior sisters and families. Father, bless the sick and shut in and those that are grieving for the loss of loved ones. Praying for those who have strayed away, praying that they return before it's everlasting too late. Father, those that are going through pain, surgery, procedures, COVID, I'm asking for healing for them, Father God, that we know that by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, asking you to heal the pandemic, heal our land, praying that everyone be vaccinated, bless our schools and teachers all over the world, that they may be safe. Praying for our government, that they make the right decisions. Father, I thank you for our speakers, Sister Lisa McIntosh, for those very encouraging words, praying that we will receive something out of her lesson, that we may use it in our lives on a daily basis. Thank you for the participants, Father God. Be with us, dear Lord, as we leave this Bible study. Wrap your precious arms around us and protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. These and all blessings I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that powerful closing prayer, Sister Brenda Mason. Wow, Sister Lisa McIntyre. We're going to go ahead and get into our comments by administrators. I just want to start off first by saying, because they never picked me first, sister, so I'm going to take my advantage of my own hosting. I want to say that you did a powerful job. The listening party sure did have me listening, and the way you incorporated this theme is very, very, it was very good. You know, you shared some things about your grandson, and how you said, I hope he listened to what I said. I want to encourage you to say, I know and pray that he will listen to what you say so that that thing can get on in there and be powerful to him. But you did an awesome job. I was so happy to be a part of this. And I want to commend you for getting in here and having your stuff on time. You kind of was, to be honest, picked by default because you were one of the few sisters that had everything necessary to go. So I want to shout you out for that and make sure that I love on you for that. When will we listen? That's a powerful thing. You know, Deuteronomy 30:19, John 14:4, you kept going. You said, remember, we have the right connection. You know, there was so many, God is protecting us. There were so many things, so many nuggets. And I just want to say, on the fly, not knowing if you would be the one, for sure, you really did an awesome job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Sister Katrina, our time check, please.
Thank you, Sister Brenda.
Uh-oh, I got to unmute him. I'm sorry.